60 years ago this month, COBOL was conceived for those big wardrobe-sized mainframe computers. It was embraced and still used by many governments, hospitals, insurance, and retail businesses. The last few decades, its death has been predicted over and over again. In fact, one of the few constants in the history of COBOL is people saying it's about to die. Even when it was technically in development, its future was uncertain.
Well, less than a year later, there were rumors all over the industry that COBOL was dying.
That's Rear Admiral Grace Hopper, nicknamed Grandma COBOL. She helped create it. After hearing the rumors, one of her collaborators went out and bought a granite tombstone.
He had the word COBOL cut in the front of it, and then he shipped it express collect to Mr. Phillips in the Pentagon.
The prank on Charles Phillips, a leader for the project at the Defense Department, got the attention of the powers that be. It was a turning point, she said. COBOL would go on to become the most widely used and longest-lasting computer languages in history. The reason? COBOL looks a lot more like plain English than the past programming code, says Mike Russell, COO for Frostbank. Older coding languages were math-heavy. They weren't really for businesses.
I mean, if you look at it now, you'd have to know it's like learning a completely foreign language, but one like Russian or Chinese, where even the characters are different, right? And it's a mathematical formula in those characters. It's like, I don't know what it's saying.
Frost has around 30 apps still relying on COBOL. Financial service providers and others still use COBOL because it's fast, efficient, and resilient. Companies can still embrace the new, like smartphone apps and better websites. COBOL is on the back end. Russell says it's like an old car. While the seats might be worn and the body banged up, maybe even embarrassing to look at.
So all the things that matter outwardly to me as the user, I can change for a large part, right? But I can't change underneath very easily, like the engine or anything else. As long as that's running, I may not need to change.
In other words, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The cost of replacing it outweighs the benefit for many companies. But with a lack of programmers to maintain those systems, that equation may change. Texas A&M San Antonio professor Robert Vinaja has been teaching COBOL for more than 20 years, and even back then they were saying it was about to die.
Yeah, I mean, people keep saying that COBOL is about to die, and I mean, probably I'm going to die before COBOL dies.
Even though it's on the catalog, the course wasn't offered last year as the school shifts towards cybersecurity and more popular languages. PHP, Java, and others use a graphical interface that attracts students. COBOL can still fill a class, but
the looks of the applications are dull. I mean, nothing fancy. Even in my when I teach that class, I warn students that we're not going to create any fancy app, anything that they would be proud to show their friends.
Since COBOL's inception, languages like Basic, Ruby, and dozens more have come and gone, says Vinaja. But a lot of schools have stopped teaching it, and programmers continue to retire without replacements.
I'm 26. Besides myself, the youngest coworker I have is 40 years older than I am.
Sergio Montejano works for a financial services firm. He learned COBOL at the University of North Texas specifically because of the need. He's got job security, a good wage, and room to grow. But he admits other developers often chuckle when they hear what he works on. But it's mission critical to companies, he says.
I think there's a misconception about it. A misunderstanding about it as far as it being old. Usually in technology we think because it's old, it's irrelevant. But, you know, it's still the fastest processing language out there.
Both Montejano and Russell see the program going away in the next few decades. So it's like COBOL isn't in hospice. It's more like it's in assisted living. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.